Along with everything else, it is also hurricane season. I'm David Brancaccio. First, amid the nationwide calls for justice and reform after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, as you've seen and heard, there have also been outbreaks of violence and ransacking, although less so last night, according to the broad picture that's emerging this morning. In some places, the National Guard is on duty. It's also being noted that investors have been buying into firearms companies, with the stock price of, for instance, Storm & Ruger up 14% this week alone. That stock is up nearly 72% since the virus lockdowns. And it's not just a stock market bet. Background checks for new firearms are up. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Background checks at licensed gun dealers are up for the third month in a row, and they're up a lot, 75% in May alone on a year-over-year basis. But that doesn't necessarily mean we know how many guns are actually being sold. UCLA law professor Adam Winkler studies gun policy.
There's some gun sales that happen without a background check. If you buy a gun from someone who's not a federally licensed dealer, and it's not every single person who goes through a background check ultimately completes the sale.
Analysts believe the spike in background checks could be some people thinking Democrats might do well in the November election, meaning more gun regulation. But Winkler doesn't buy that.
That surge in gun demand is really being driven by the COVID crisis and the recent looting. People, when they fear that the environment is one in which they're in danger, they want to have a gun.
Also, the surge could be pent-up demand. People were sheltering at home, now they're out, making purchases. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Ahead of the official employment and unemployment reports for May due on Friday, the ADP payroll company counts the names it has. It finds that after 19 million jobs were lost in April, there were another 2.8 million more jobs lost in May. Thing is, analysts were expecting the number to be much higher. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Susan, I don't like the 2.8 million job loss, but I like that it wasn't 8 million as some were predicting. That could be a sign of something.
We did see a much smaller loss of jobs than economists expected. And that is a positive. I think people were preparing for the worst. Remember that this is the number that reflects through the beginning of May. And I think numbers for the government report on Friday will change and the amount of losses will lower. I think also this is going to buoy the optimism in the market that eventually we'll see a recovery.
Amid acute, intense, biting uncertainty, people who can are saving a lot. I suppose that could bode well for once people get confident enough to spend some of that.
When you're cooped up inside, you can't use your disposable income as much. And so we are seeing an increase, a significant increase in the savings rate. That does mean that people are going to have more money in their pocket. So when they do get out, we could see a big uptick in consumer spending.
Yeah, when the virus releases us to do that. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. She's out of their Chicago office. Susan, always good to talk to you.
Thank you, and you.
Watching financial markets, the Dow is up in early trading 261 points, 1%. S&P 500 up 0.8%. The NASDAQ is up 0.5%. And there's this. Tropical storm Cristobal today is strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico, with forecasters saying some stretch of the U.S. Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida may feel this from Sunday night onward. The Atlantic hurricane season has begun, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency is already straining to pay for coronavirus response. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on how states are dealing with natural disasters at a time of virus.
States are responding to the coronavirus pandemic with the same infrastructure and funding they use for all emergencies. Nora O'Brien runs Connect Consulting Services, which advises state and local governments on emergency preparedness. She warns COVID-19 isn't the only emergency they'll have to deal with.
We're still going to have slated to be a horrific hurricane season. We're still going to have severe weather. So it's going to stress our emergency management systems even further.
That's what's likely ahead for Gulf Coast states. Mississippi, for example, has already spent about $62 million on COVID-19 response, more than five times what it spent during record flooding last year. Mallory White is with the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency.
And that's because we have had to track down and purchase our own PPE from outside sources and other countries as well, and within companies from Mississippi, because Mississippi companies have retooled.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, will likely reimburse some of these emergency costs, and the CARES Act set aside some funding for states to respond to COVID-19 as well. That helps on the money side of things. Nora O'Brien at Connect Consulting says the logistics of dealing with a big storm are going to be a challenge as well.
Generally, when you have a hurricane, you're going to evacuate people out of an area before that hurricane hits. Well, sheltering people in the time of COVID is a very risky business.
You can't really pack people into school gyms and emergency shelters and still practice good social distancing. And after months of coronavirus response, emergency workers will probably be exhausted. Steve Malanga is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute.
These workers will have to be peeled off to move in the new direction, if you will. So that may actually slow or set back some of the COVID responses that people have been relying on these workers for.
And with all of these issues, emergency response isn't the only bill states have to worry about paying. Lucy Dedayan is a senior research associate at the Urban Institute.
In addition to hurricane season, there is a big pressure on the states to address the healthcare costs and unemployment insurance claims, which just skyrocketed.
And those costs may not go down for a while yet. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Interesting. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. I'm actually in New Jersey, but this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And we are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.